I'd like to begin my homily on this first Sunday of the new liturgical year with a little humor. A man was seated on a plane next to a priest, and he asked the priest, "Do you really believe in eternal life, life after death?" But before the priest could answer, the man began a rant. "It's all rubbish. I believe in science, evolution, survival of the fittest. And when I die, that's it. No eternal life. I'm 6 feet under, and that's it. No great judgment, no God, nothing. When I die, I'm truly convinced that that will be the end of me." The priest waited for the man to take a breath and then said, "Well, at least we can thank God for that." With a smile, of course. And by the way, that's one of the reasons I never wear my Roman collar when I fly. Our readings this morning would tend to differ from that man on the plane. We're reminded that God's people, us, have not always been faithful to God. And yet, despite our sinfulness and our foolishness, God is always faithful to us. And in the gospel today, there's a sober reminder, a warning. Be alert. Be watchful. Prepare yourselves to meet the Lord, for you do not know when the time will come. We are not to take God for granted. It's Advent. And Advent is often called a season of waiting. Much of the season is spent waiting for something, for someone to come. For some, the season is marked by this delicious expectation of good things coming. Things we can enjoy, like Christmas. Santa's coming. Perhaps a new skateboard or a new smartphone is coming. Parties are coming. Bonuses, we hope. Days off from work. School vacations are coming. But for some, there may be a dark shadow over this season, because credit card statements are also coming, and relatives are coming, and there's so many things to do and so many gifts to buy and wrap and deliver and so many meals to prepare and cookies to bake and homes to decorate and so many lights. There's even contests now to see who can get the most lights on their house. So many of this, so many of that, and for many of us, too much, too many. And so in its wisdom, the church, through the liturgy, gathers all of these preoccupied thoughts and wandering hopes and scattered energies, and in Advent helps us to focus them on the real reason for the season. It is Jesus who comes. But let's admit it, watching and waiting are not our strength. We don't do it well. Most people equate waiting and watching with waste of time. In an era when time is money, we do not wait well. Though I read yesterday's paper that some people waited well in stores, in long lines outside, and then some stores had, on Black Friday, had checkout lines with 200 people in them. God bless the consumer. Where else would we find such patience? Advent is not Christmas. Advent celebrates the coming of Jesus into time and space and human flesh. And not just as a past event long ago, but also as a present experience, but also a future joy. A future joy not yet fully realized. We know that Jesus will come because he said so, and because he's already here. And when we take the time to reflect on our daily lives, we can see so many ways that God comes to us here and now, in the people we meet, in the love of our families and friends, in those with whom we work. And God is present in each newborn child. God even comes to us in the sick and those who hurt and the hungry. And we meet him in our own illness that suddenly afflicts us. And he comes to us in the strength which comes to accept what we can't change. God comes also in the fun, in the laughter, in the pleasure that we give and receive, in the kindness that others offer, and the goodness that we accept from one another. And of course, God comes at the end of our life to take us home. Advent is not simply a waiting for something that has not occurred, but a time to open our eyes, to be on guard, to watch, to be alert, to enjoy and cherish a gift that has already been given. Indeed, God has given this gift, and it is his Son, Jesus Christ. He has come long ago, he comes now, and he will come again. Let me tell you an anecdote about Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. Some of you younger people may not know who that is, but he was one of the most sought-after speakers of the 20th century. He wrote a book called The Power of Positive Thinking, and it was a bestseller for years. I think it's still in print, still selling. Shortly before his death in 1993, he spoke at the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove. And his good friend, Dr. Robert Schuller, began his introduction by saying, "I want to introduce you to the most dynamic person you will ever meet in your life. He is exciting, positive, winsome. He will reach down inside of you more deeply than anyone else you have ever known before. He will give you self-confidence and courage and a whole lot of other things that you've always wanted in your life but have not had." Well, as Dr. Peale listened to this introduction, he was astounded. He had never been introduced like this before. How could he possibly respond to such an introduction? And as he was trying to think of a suitable response, he heard Dr. Schuller continue. "The person of whom I'm speaking, of course, is Jesus Christ. And here to tell you a little bit about him is my good friend, Dr. Peale." Humility is a good virtue to have in this season as well. Jesus is the one who comes to us. He is the one for whom we wait. And from that moment, he first entered the human race at Bethlehem. Some wonderful things came into this world. A power we had never seen before. A light like no other. There came life and the promise of eternal life. And no matter how hard our circumstances seemed to be, there came hope. Because if God can reach down and touch the earth in all of its darkness and sin, he can reach down and touch our lives this Advent. Our gospel today counsels us to be constantly on the watch for his presence in our lives, not passively waiting, but busy with our daily tasks, not obsessed, not fearful, but ready, alert for the divine surprise, ready to meet and greet the Lord whenever he comes.